Hello, hello. Welcome to the Embodying Greatness podcast. My name is Chris Delgado, and in this week's episode, which also, by the way, happens to be the last episode of the 2023 season, I am going to talk about perspective. Now, I have talked about this video plenty of times on this podcast, and I'm going to talk about it one more time, and that is the Celebrating What's Right TED Talk about DeWitt Jones. If you have not seen that TED Talk, you can find it on YouTube. I think it's like an 18-minute video. It's brilliant. I think this man is brilliant. I love the way that he talks about seeing what's right in the world. I love how he talks about how your perception really is all that matters. So he has a quote in this video, and the quote is, "Our vision controls our perception, and our perception becomes our reality." Now, I want to talk about that because he is basically saying that you are in charge of everything. And now I know that he's using the word control, but I'm going to switch it in this context and talk about being in charge. I don't mean control like from an egoic space, like you have to control things, but you are in charge of your perspective or your interpretation. So I love that. So it's just a fun little reminder that you're in charge of how you look at things. And then how you look at things is going to really be how things show up in your space. You are in charge of all of that. Now, there's also this other little daily inspiration book that I have, and I read this the other day. So I want to read this to you too and really speak into it. It says, "What you see is what you reflect back. You see in others what you put out into the world. When you're vulnerable enough to be your truest self, you find authenticity in others. When you're jaded and cynical, you see that in others too, and the world becomes a place filled with distrust. Each day, you consciously choose who you want to be, and that choice is reflected back to you through the people you meet and how you spend your time. So will you meet love with love, or will you meet cynicism with cynicism? Who will you choose to be?" This just pairs brilliantly with the DeWitt Jones quote because it's all about what you are bringing to the space. I think that the significance in this is that it is your personal responsibility to be self-aware. That self-awareness is what's going to shape your experience in the relationships that you have. So this also touches on the law of attraction. The idea that the energy or the attitude that we project into the world attracts similar energies and attitudes. So that's 100% law of attraction. Law of attraction, just like the law of gravity. And I know that we've talked about that before too. This also brings up authenticity and connection. When we embrace vulnerability and we step into our true self, that allows for more genuine connections with other people. Authenticity is going to create understanding and trust and deeper relationships, healing relationships, creating new relationships. The people that you surround yourself with or the people that are attracted into your space are going to be drawn to that authenticity or that genuineness or that sincerity. Also, let's talk about perception. And we can switch out the word perception with interpretation. There's a powerful distinction and transformation that is, I am that I interpret. And the moment that I interpret, I become the interpretation. Because what happens is we interpret things or we perceive things. And that is all influenced. The outlook on the world that we have is influenced by our perception. No one else's. Now, we say in transformation that that goes back to limiting beliefs, self-limiting beliefs, conversations, thoughts, but we can also shift that into then empowering beliefs instead of the self-limiting beliefs. But that's going to limit the effectiveness that we have around us with the people around us, whether that's in relationship or intimate relationships or working relationships, relationships with our families, all of those things. Our outlook on the world influences our perception of it. And if we approach life with cynicism and distrust, we're going to see those qualities reflected back at us. And then that's going to create a negative cycle. But then on the opposite side of that, a positive and open mindset, a growth mindset, is going to lead to more optimism, trusting, and a more nurturing environment. And again, these are all our choices that we get to make on a daily basis. So stepping into that power, stepping into that responsibility is everything. We get to make daily choices in terms of our attitude and our actions. And that's going to be the thing that impacts the quality of our relationships. That's really all I wanted to bring to you. I want to close out the year. I want to start out the new year with this message because I wanted to really emphasize the power that we have to shape our own reality through self-awareness, through authenticity, through growth mindset, through highlighting the potential for positive change or transformation in all aspects of our life. So I'm going to challenge you to end this year in that empowered state. And then also I'm going to challenge you to start out the 2024 year, knowing that you are in charge. Anyway, that's all I have for you today. I know that this is a short and sweet one. I hope that you enjoyed it. If you want to keep exploring the topics that I cover, be sure to subscribe, stay up to date with all of these episodes. 2024 is going to be amazing. And listen, the conversation doesn't have to end here. Follow me on social media, share your thoughts, connect with other people in my community. Let's keep learning, growing, and exploring the world around us. If there's any topics that you want me to explore, DM me. I love hearing from you. And I hope that your holidays are going amazing. We're smack dab in the middle of them. So whatever you are celebrating, please continue to choose love and kindness. And remember that you are in charge of your happiness. So go out and create something amazing today. Go out and create something amazing over the holidays. Just because you say so.